1 to 12. The visit of the Magi. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
There came wise men from the east, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Wise men recognized that here was a greater wisdom. They were renowned for their wisdom in the east. Solomon was a wise man, and to show how wise he was, it's written about him in 1 Kings, he was wiser than all the men of the east. So the east was well known for a place of great wisdom and understanding. And these men came and recognized that here was a greater wisdom. Here was one, in fact, who personified wisdom. When we read through the book of Proverbs, we read that wisdom was with God when he made the world. And there's a lovely verse which says about wisdom, "I was his craftsman by his side when he made these things." And the whole portion is a description of Jesus, by whom he made the worlds. He is wise. Here is a great wisdom. But here is the depth of the wisdom. He came to make us wise. He came to show us. I want to show you a picture. Two people climbing. The first one, the one on the left, is the guide. He's the guide because he knows. He understands. He knows these mountains better than anybody. The one behind is following. The one behind is looking to the guide to show them the way. The guide is wise. He has knowledge and he knows how to use it. And as we leave 2017, God wants to remind us that he's our guide. He knows. He will lead us. He will help us. And we have this great verse from Scripture, from the Psalms, which reads, "This God is our God. Forever and ever, He will be our guide to the very end." Isn't that comforting? Doesn't that help us as we face the future? That we are not up in these mountains trying to find out the best way for ourselves, and there might be an avalanche, or there might be a snowdrift, or there might be a big crevice there. We are with the guide. And see, our guide not only knows the mountains, He made the mountains. He is the very essence of wisdom and knowledge. And there's a verse of a hymn which we sometimes sing, well, we often sing. As we look back over 2017, "'Tis grace has brought us safe thus far." As you look to 2018, "and grace will lead us home." He's not gonna suddenly disappear. He's brought us safely. And thank God for His help in times past. But with confidence we can look to the future and trust Him for all that's to come. The East was also known for its great wealth. Yes, they were wise men, but they were great men. In fact, they were so wealthy, they were so rich. Job was described as one of the greatest, one of the richest men of the East. And so the East stood for that which was full and plentiful and wealthy. Remember the old caravan trails used to run from the East down to Egypt and beyond. The Silk Run and all those famous stories of trade from the East going West. So it was renowned for its wealth. But these men, wealthy men, men of substance, great men, they bowed down and worshipped Him. One of the lovely carols of Christmas, which we don't tend to sing too much, was "The One Who Was Rich Beyond All Telling, Yet For Our Sakes Became Poor. He who exchanged the courts of heaven and a sapphire throne for a stable floor." And they came down and they bowed before Him because they recognized that here was true riches. And the extent of His riches was this, that He gave it up for those who are poor. That great verse in 2 Corinthians, "For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for our sakes He became poor, so that we through His poverty might become rich." The East stood for wisdom, but the East stood for wealth. And in both respects, they bowed down because they recognized a greater one here. I'm going to show you another picture now. You shop, we drop. When I first started going to Tiglin, which is a rehab place near to us, if you don't know, on Friday, a boy came up to me, a man came up to me, and he said, "Terry, are you going for the blessings?" I didn't quite sort of tune in, you know. I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, well, on Friday, he said, somebody goes up in the van to Ballymun, to the distribution center, where they give food to the various charities in the greater Dublin area. They call them the blessings. And he who was rich became poor so that we might know the blessings. Not just material blessings, although they are important, and we thank God for our daily bread and more. But we thank God for all those spiritual blessings that are ours in Christ. And when that van comes back on Friday afternoon from Ballymun with packed full of blessings, they all gather round and, what have we got this week? And their faces are beaming. They call them the blessings. As we leave 2017, we thank God for all his blessings. But we go forward into 2018 knowing that every morning, when you open your windows, draw back the blinds, you might not see it, but there's going to be a big articulated truck right outside your door, full of blessings. Because God has given us this promise going into 2018. The verse which says, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Not perhaps all that we want, but he will be faithful to his word, and he will meet all our needs according to those riches. Out of his riches in Jesus, he gives and he gives and he gives again. He is so faithful, and there won't be one single day that goes by when he doesn't supply what we really need. Praise God for that. And lastly, men from the East, people from the East were known for their wisdom. They were known for their wealth, their riches. The gifts they brought to Jesus were so expensive. But they were men of substance, but they bowed before him because they recognized that here was true riches. Riches that would not pass away. And lastly, there was something about these men. There was like an aura about them. There was a mystique. There was, could we go as far to say that they had a glory all their own? We sang about them being kings. Perhaps they were, we're not sure. But they were people that were really amazing, glorious. In the beginning, in Genesis 1, 2, and 3, we are told that God planted a garden in the east. It was marked out specifically by rivers, so we know exactly where it was. It was somewhere in what is present-day Iraq or Iran, Persia, in the east. And in the east, there was this garden, a beautiful place, a place of glory, a place where everything was perfect, a place of fellowship and delight. Yet men came from the east and they bowed down before one with a greater glory, who is the very essence of glory. He is the King of glory. He is the God of glory. Everything about him is glorious. He is awesome in all he is and his ways. From time to time, he displayed that glory, even when he was a man on earth. But it was veiled. Man of great glory. I'm going to show you my last picture. I've chosen this one not because I'm a Brit, but because it demonstrates to me what I want to say, and it's this, is that the Queen of England, when she goes on these trips, she often would travel in a car like this with big windows so that people can see her. People can see something of her glory, of her majesty. She came to Caerphilly during her silver jubilee, which was in 1977, I think. And all the crowds were there with their little flags, and the car comes along, and we just get a glimpse of his glory, of her glory. I've imagined, right? I've imagined this happening. What if she came past us as we were standing on the curb in Caerphilly, waving our little flags, and what if she stopped right where we were? And she wound the window down. Well, you know what I mean? What if she said, and you can put your name in here, right, but I'll have to use my name. What if she said, Terry, come here. So you go up to the car, and she says, get in. Get in. I'm going to sit with the Queen in the royal car. Where are we going? Well, we're en route to glory. We're en route to the palace. And you're going to feast at my table. And you're going to know me and enjoy me forevermore. What if that? And yet, the amazing thing is the wise men came and they looked and they recognized, here is the King of Glory, and they bowed down. Did they understand the full implications of all that is happening here? He came, and our last verse is this. He came. He has called you to this through the gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not just stand back and admire it and amaze it, but be part of it. To share in his glory. And we are going to travel, if you know and love the Lord Jesus Christ, we are going to travel 2018 with the one who is the King of Glory. And we're not just going on any old route and run. He knows the way that we take, and he's going to take us eventually to glory. Amazing, isn't it? We don't know how long our journey is going to be, but we're going to be with him day by day, knowing him and enjoying him and seeing more and more of the wonder of who he is, and enjoying his glory.